Welcome to our evening prayer from the day after Ascension Day until the day of Pentecost. And this is the eve of Pentecost itself, Saturday the 30th of May 2020. We wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and clothe us with power from on high. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. To you be glory and praise forever. Raised to your right hand on high, the ascended Christ shows the Prince of Love and bestows on us the gifts of grace. As your Spirit renews the face of the earth, may we bring forth the fruit of the Spirit and reveal your glory in all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Creator Spirit, Lord of grace, come make in us your dwelling place. O purest light in darkness shine, fill loveless hearts, O love divine. Consoler, hear your people's cry. Come down, O gift of God most high. Descend in peace, O heavenly dove. Come fount of life, come flame of love. As once on Christ the servant's head, the oil of sevenfold grace you shed, so now anoint from love's deep springs your chosen prophets, priests, and kings. Of every gift, the living source, of mighty deeds, the unseen force, the Father sends his promised one to speak for all who serve his Son. Keep far all those who wish us ill. O dove of peace, be with us still. In every danger at our side, O friend, befriend us, be our guide. Reveal to us the Father's love. Reveal his Son who reigns above. To truth, O truth, make us all true. In love, O love, make all things new. Amen. We pray that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, that our prayers are with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain is fair and lifted high, the joy of all the earth. On Mount Zion, the divine dwelling place, stands the city of the great King. In her palaces, God has shown himself to be a sure refuge. For behold, the kings of the earth assembled and swept forward together. They saw and were dumbfounded. Dismayed, they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there. They writhed like a woman in labour, as when the east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, the city of our God. God has established her forever. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. As with your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of justice. Let Mount Zion rejoice, and the daughters of Judah be glad, because of your judgments, O Lord. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, count all her towers, consider well her bulwarks, pass through her citadels, that you may tell those who come after, such is our God for ever and ever. It is he that shall be our guide for evermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. A reading from Romans chapter 8. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for we have received the Spirit that enables us to cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness that we are children of God, and if God's children, then heirs of God. If heirs of God, then fellow heirs with Christ, since we suffer with him now, that we may be glorified with him. These sufferings that we now endure are not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. And our second reading comes from the Gospel of John, starting at John chapter 15, verses 26. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you, so that when that hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he'll prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment, about sin because they do not believe in me, about righteousness because I am going to the Father and you'll see me no longer, about judgment because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he'll take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. We heard in Psalms that the wind, the power of God, can strip trees. It gives a picture of power. It gives a picture of God in his element. And we hear from Paul in Romans that we are spirit children. We follow God. We are fellow heirs with Christ. That we wait. Everything is the culmination where we go with the ascended Christ, but before that have the Holy Spirit bestowed upon us. For the creation waits with that for eager longing. And Jesus, in his farewell discourse, reminds the disciples that if he does not go, then the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, cannot come upon them. The Holy Spirit, the immanence of God in the world, that guides, that speaks, that brings about the continuing mission of the kingdom of heaven on earth. and the Holy Spirit, when it comes forth, is not predictable, as we'll find out on Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit descended upon Peter and the disciples to speak in different languages, to begin the start of a new church, a new beginning for humanity. When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Listening to the wind. The Magnificat. In the heavenly kingdom, the blessed have their dwelling place and their rest for ever and ever. My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. In the heavenly kingdom, the blessed have their dwelling place and their rest forever and ever. Let us pray. Through Christ, whoever lives to make intercession for us, let us pray to the Lord. Lift up our hearts to the heavenly places and inspire us to serve you as a royal priesthood. Let all peoples acknowledge your kingdom and grant on earth the blessing of peace, for the common good on earth to follow the divine good in heaven. And send down upon us the gift of the Spirit and renew your church with power from on high. May peace abound and righteousness flourish, that we may vanquish injustice and wrong. Help us to proclaim the good news of salvation and grant us the needful gifts of your grace. Let us commend the world for which Christ prays to the mercy and protection of God. And the collect of the day. God, who at this time taught the hearts of your faithful spirit by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through the merits of Christ Jesus, our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. May the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.